Stacy Watt, Chief of Service for the Department of Anesthesiology and Kaleida Health.
You have a very interesting life path, and so can we start with like how you first got involved in athletics in general? If it was like your own idea, was it a family thing? What, did the school actually encourage a girl at that time to get into it, you know, whatever it was?
Well, the main part of how I became involved in athletics actually came from my family. My father played football. My mother actually was very into athletics and had a strong belief that it was a very important part of growing up. She was actually one of the first Shamrock players, which is almost a semi-pro in Buffalo. And she was one of the pitchers and really got us out and let us try everything in the world of athletics. So she wanted us to experience everything and try every sport. And I think that's what really drove me into not only becoming an athlete, but also encouraging others to look at other things. You might not find your ideal sport right away, but try everything. Don't limit yourself and just say, I only want to be a basketball star. I only want to go into track and field. I only want to do football. There might be the perfect fit for you out there, and it's like trying on shirts. You have to find the one that fits. So my mother brought me out to the softball field, and I was enjoying it. I was having a good time, but it wasn't just quite right.
About how old were you then?
Oh my gosh, I was only maybe 10 years old. But she started us early. We were playing in the backyard with the whole family involved since the time I could walk. And when I came out there, I did notice after practice was completed, they were throwing something in the background and I wasn't sure what it was. And comes to find out it was a actual shot put. Went out and asked the coach if I could try it. And my father was with me and he said, you know what, go give it a try. See if you like it. And I didn't know this at the time, but it was one of our local college groups that were out there throwing. And one of the coaches said, you know what, if you want to give it a shot, he thought I was in high school at the time. I'm a bigger person, I get it. Came out, gave it a heave, and found out I was pretty good at it. And he asked me to come back the next day.
At 10 years old.
He asked me to come back. He said, why don't you keep throwing with us? And from there, I learned that I had, from my stature that I got from my father, that real strong, you know, I call it like a buffalo build, it really lent itself well to like the explosive nature of shot and discus, but also it played on my strengths. And it was a great outlet for me. And again, it was that perfect fit.
That is a unique sport in that now that you're an adult, you probably understand more about the dynamics of what's going on in your body. Can you kind of explain it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, like, yeah. It's not, everyone sees a shot put and they think, number one, it is not a glamour event. It is not something you see highlighted in the Olympic Games where all the streamers blast and someone you see, you know, a shot put or discus thrower burst on the scene. But a shot put is more of a put, and if you actually think of it, it's like a push. So instead of a softball where you have to reel back and sort of follow through, if you did that with a shot put, you'd really hurt your shoulder. So it's more of an explosive put or push from your shoulder up into the air. And acceleration and explosive power is key. So you have to not only be strong, but you got to be quick. So some of the best throwers that I've ever seen have been multi-sport throwers. They've done basketball, volleyball. They know how, like, they have a good sense of proprioception and where to put their bodies, and they also know how to sort of accelerate the ball. And let me tell you, some of the best athletes, again, that I've seen aren't the most powerful out there or the biggest, but they're the ones that usually want it the most and work the hardest and really refine their technique, but also spend some time cross-training.
How heavy is that put?
It is only a 2-kilogram ball. So it's about 9 pounds. The good thing is for the females, our weight doesn't change when it comes to that. The guys actually go up in a weight class when they hit college and professional. But for women, it's that 4-kilogram ball, like about 9 pounds. So it stays pretty constant, and you can get it different sizes per se to, you know, better fit your hand. So there's a lot out there. And the discus is 1 kilogram or about 2.2 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And most women actually have the strongest part of our bodies is that lower body. And that actually works to our benefit, especially in events that wind, like the discus event, and shot put, getting the ball moving because it starts with your legs. So you can either glide or slide, they call it, or spin. And there's two different ways to actually put the shot.
So you're 10 years old. You're going along, practicing with older folks, yeah. older students. When did they find out that you were only 10 years old?
They didn't find out till later because, again, I was very quiet. Very quiet, and I just you know, sort of kept to myself. But again, being a larger framed female, some people think, oh, you know, she must be older. And again, being quiet, they didn't exactly hear me speak or notice that, you know, I wasn't in high school at that time. And my father was always there with me, cheering me on. And
who knew that it would make a difference? You know, they exactly. invited you to practice with them and.
Yeah, who knows? Yeah. And it all came from another event. So thinking, you know, walking over there and sort of my own being naive, walking out and thinking, oh, well, this is the oddest looking softball throw I've ever seen and they're doing it wrong to, hey, that's a really unique event and I had never heard of it before. And from that point on, all of a sudden realizing that you're good at something is important. And like I said with trying on the shirts, when you find a fit, that you accelerate at and you're good at and you enjoy, that's what you need. And that's sometimes all the oomph you need to go out and become better. And then you get more confident and you go out and you become even more than yourself. And it leads to greater things. And sports is a great stepping stone for so many other things in your life, between business or medicine in my case, or even, you know, politics, anything. It leads to that confidence, it leads to grace, and it leads to knowing a little bit more about yourself and your capabilities. Because a lot of, especially young women that are out there, they do sports, they do things, but they don't gain that confidence and self-reliance that they need to know that they're good at something and they've got a lot to offer. And they need to hear it and they need to feel it. And sports gives you that opportunity to feel like you're really good at something, you're powerful, and you have a lot more to you than, again, just being one of the herd.
Well, I wonder if, was that a co-ed team? Was that a girls' shot put team? Was it a guys? Or
it was co-ed. Mm-hmm. I've been throwing with the guys, as I put it, since I could start throwing. I've mm-hmm. never been on an all-woman team, pretty much. And some of the best throwers and the best coaches and mentors that I've had have been male.
Mm-hmm. And I wonder, you know, you were talking about how some girls don't invest themselves as much in sports. And I wonder if that's because they know their opportunities to keep using it are limited.
Now, the world's a lot different than when I came out from high school and to in throwing events. There is now some opportunities that are available for professional women in sports and athletics. But at the time that I came out, I can tell you right now that there was no professional shot put discus throwers almost that didn't have extra jobs and other responsibilities that really could dedicate themselves to the sporting event. So those opportunities and options weren't at that time. But unfortunately, with shot and discus, being it's not a glamour event, I always found that a lot of women really didn't go in past high school to college. Number one, it's a misconception that a female athlete will be this big, bulky, massive giant that becomes almost not feminine. And if I lift weights, I won't be feminine. If I'll be, you know, on the masculine side, if I'm really good at sports, then I'm less of like a girl. I've heard that all through my life. And it was sometimes challenging when I was in the gym and I could bench press more than a lot of the guys. I could power lift more than the guys. I could squat more than a lot of the guys. And I was proud of that. My father was, let me tell you, over the moon about it. But it gave me, it had a lot of importance to me that my father was very strong and supportive in it. And it was okay in my household to be powerful. It was okay to be strong. It was celebrated. But when I went to school and when I was out in my group of friends, it was not often okay. And I hid that fact a lot. I don't know.
How did they treat you as they saw you in the halls? Or
that was a very specific event. And let me tell you, there wasn't many of us on the female throws team. I think there was two of us that actually did the throws in a regular event. Others were just like a pentathlete sort of multi-event track and field that would sort of pop into the shot put and discus, because again, they didn't want to be one of the throwers. They didn't want to have that persona. And it's sad because it's a great event. It is a power event, but it's not for everyone. And not every build can do it, but let me tell you, a lot of them can. And now it's less of sort of that bad feeling or surrounding about it, but it's still out there, unfortunately. And I see it oftentimes in schools now, because I will go to high schools and middle schools and speak about the importance of athletics and the importance of really going forth and trying everything and utilizing your strengths and growing as a person.
And how are the girls of today responding to you?
They're responding. I'd love to see them more involved out in the world in athletics and utilize their strength and their bodies and their minds all together in one, because that's what athletics allows you to do, as well as work in a team. Unfortunately, a lot of, and it's not just females, it's everyone out there today is on the tablets, on their phones, on the computers, and they're not getting out there and actually learning how to interchange with people and exchange and grow together as a team. And I think that's very sad, and it's going to negatively impact us in the future if we're not careful, because we're going to learn, we're not going to have the skills to communicate as well. We're not going to be able to talk to each other except via angry message or, you know, brief bursts of talking and on electronics, because it's hard to tell someone's inflection and their thoughts and feelings over a simple written word.